Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Niagara Lawn and Garden. Saunders Settlement at Military Road in the town of Niagara, where they fix and repair any make lawnmower or snowblower with pickup and delivery service. But right now is the time to check out the new Cub Cadet snowblowers for the coming winter season. They're priced right because they were bought by the truckload, and they're passing the savings on to you. Niagara Lawn and Garden, Saunders Settlement at Military Road. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore, the appliance repairman who will come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. 523-5911, that's the number to get him there. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Topping Wednesday's comprehensive news, yesterday the Niagara County Sheriff Communications Center received a report of a man walking down Saunders Settlement Road in the area of Shawnee carrying what appeared to be a long gun. Sheriff deputies located the man just east of Bear Road. The man was carrying a gun and he was ordered to drop it, which he did. Then he was quickly detained by the deputies, who checked the weapon and found out it was a replica long gun, not capable of firing. After the male was detained, it was determined through an interview that his intentions were to walk to the Niagara Orleans BOCES and the Niagara Academy property, gain access to the school, and point the weapon at students to install fear in them. That man was identified as 21-year-old Owen Weidenborner from the town of Cambria, who was then charged with attempted menacing in the second degree. He was issued an appearance ticket for the charge, and then Weidenborner was transported to a local facility for a mental health evaluation. Another headlines, a Buffalo man reportedly used a reusable shopping bag to try and hide some items he was attempting to steal from the Walmart on Military Road. Stopped at the door by police was 66-year-old Lawrence Jordan, who allegedly tried to leave without paying for $20 worth of goods. He was charged with petty larceny in the case and issued an appearance ticket to appear next month in city court. Police are investigating a strong arm robbery at the Top Store on Portage Road. They said a woman leaving the store was out in the lot when a man ran up to her and forcefully pulled her cell phone out of her hand, then ran from the scene. The woman wasn't injured and the bandit got away, and police say they're checking video on the store lot to see if the incident was recorded. That stolen phone was valued at $280. In the 1700 block of Pierce Avenue, a suspicious man walking in the street, said to be disturbing traffic, was arrested yesterday after police tried to talk with him and he began to run from officers. He was caught a short distance later after jumping over several fences and running through a number of yards. No clear reason was given why the man ran, but police charged him with refusing to use the sidewalk and with obstructing governmental administration when they went to talk to him. When he ran, authorities identified him as 18-year-old Dwayne Mays of Lockport Road. He'll now get to explain his actions in city court next month. A town of Niagara man is expected to be charged with narcotic possession if a baggie reportedly dropped by him turns out to be drugs. Two men were spotted walking in an alley in the 500 block of 19th Street. When they noticed police, one of them pulled a clear baggie out of their pocket and dropped it on the ground. Police said when the men were stopped, they picked up that baggie and confiscated it for analysis in the county lab. Officers said if the suspected drugs are verified, that suspect who dropped it will be charged. Here's a heads up to anyone leaving their car overnight with items of valuable visible in it, or if you own a Kia. Thieves are breaking into a number of cars every night in all areas of the city, and in some cases, mostly in Kias, they're trying to steal the cars. Among the numerous incidents reported today, at the Best Western Hotel at 95th and the Boulevard, a 2011 Kia was broken into, glass smashed, steering column ripped apart in an effort to start the car. The owner of the vehicle said there were several tools in the car, but nothing was taken. And the same lot at the Best Western, a 2017 Hyundai was entered, again glass broken, steering column ripped apart, damage set at $450. Police are checking video on the lot to see if they can identify those thieves. At 21st and Seneca, nothing stolen, but someone got into a locked Chevrolet Traverse and tore up the car. Among the damaged items reported in the car were the center console, glove box, mirrors, backup camera and screens, and the side doors. Even some items under the hood were vandalized. Damage was estimated at over $1,500. That vehicle was parked in the rear of the home in an alley, and police say they're investigating. At 90th and the Boulevard, thieves tried to steal a 2013 Kia. The rear window smashed and steering column tampered with there. Damage to that car, $150. At 11th and Pyrrhus, an 06 Chrysler parked in the driveway had two of its tires slashed. Lost there, $200. At 24th and LaSalle, someone removed a license plate off a Chevy Silverado. And at the Colonial Gardens apartment at 99th and the Boulevard, thieves tried to steal a 2013 Kia. More glass breakage reported. Steering column ripped apart in an effort to try to start the car. Authorities said six criminal mischief reports, one theft, and a number of car break-ins have been reported in that area in the past few days. Police say they've deployed special patrols to frequently check a number of various locations where these break-ins have been occurring. And city police investigating a collision in the 600 block of 27th Street ended up arresting an area driver who reportedly failed a number of sobriety tests but didn't smell like he had anything to drink. Authorities said 44-year-old Joseph Clayton of Orleans Avenue was charged with driving while under the influence of drugs. Authorities said the suspect admitted taking some common prescription drugs and gave police permission to draw blood for testing. Authorities said Clayton was also charged with speeding and with the failure to stay in his lane. If it happens in your area, we want you to know about it. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy News Tip Line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Wellness Park Pharmacy, 887th and Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main in the Falls want you to feel like you're not just a number in a corporate drugstore. So they provide the personal touch, taking care of all your needs and concerns. See what it's like to receive that special personal treatment at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy in the Falls. And if you want to switch your prescriptions over to them before the snow flies, call them at 260-1918 and they'll take it from there. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy, locally owned and operated, and it shows it. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, but you can hear it anytime you want just by clicking our local news tab, as hundreds of people are doing every week. Local news on demand, 24 hours a day, right here on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.